The shopping season starts now. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. More holiday shoppers are expected this year, despite the rise in inflation.
We've heard stories about consumers maybe planning to shop a little bit differently this year because of inflation. Maybe they trade down, buy some less expensive gifts. But overall, the National Retail Federation is expecting an increase in terms of the number of shoppers from last year. Their number is 166 million. That would be a big number. And that's the estimate in terms of total number of shoppers from Thanksgiving through Monday. If that's what it is, it'd be up 8 million from last year. More than two-thirds of those surveyed said they plan to shop in some way this weekend.
Fox Business Network's Connell McShane. President Biden focused on gun control while on vacation.
President Biden spent part of Thanksgiving here in Nantucket venturing into town for the first time, where it was guns on his mind after a spate of mass shootings.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick. It's just sick. It has no social redeeming value. Zero. None. Not a single solitary rationale for it.
Biden and the First Lady also called deployed U.S. military units, including the Army's 10th Special Forces Group in Europe.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson in Nantucket, Massachusetts. Police in Moscow, Idaho, ask for patience as investigators continue to look for the people who murdered four college students.
It appears as if the investigation is done at the crime scene. Police are keeping most of what they know close to the vest. They don't want to tip off the killer as to what they know. Police are also looking into whether there may be a connection to a similar fatal knife attack last year in Salem, Oregon, about 400 miles away from here.
Fox's Dan Springer. Police say details released to the public are limited to protect the integrity of the investigation. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
The U.S. isn't the only country facing possible union strikes.
The United Kingdom is being rocked by strikes across several different industries. Scotland had its first teacher strike in four decades. Professors at universities in parts of the country are also striking. Industrial action threatened by nurses is set to be the first nationwide strike in over 100 years, though it's not clear how much of the country it will affect. The Royal Mail is striking Black Friday and has set a number of dates for December. And railroad strikes are coming too, two in the middle of December, two early next year. All of this causing great anger and anxiety among both workers and shoppers ahead of the holiday season. Amy Kellogg, Fox News.
A new lawsuit aims to stop the enforcement of Oregon's new gun law. It requires a permit to buy a gun and creates a statewide database of gun owners. The lawsuit alleges it violates the Second Amendment. A new lawsuit against Stanford University regarding the death of a former soccer star.
The parents of Katie Meyer, the Stanford star soccer goalie who died by suicide last spring, have filed a wrongful death lawsuit against the university. Meyer, at the time of her death, was facing disciplinary action from the school for allegedly spilling coffee on a Stanford football player who was accused of sexually assaulting a school soccer player. The lawsuit claims that on the night of her death, the school sent Meyer a disciplinary notice that used, quote, threatening language regarding sanctions and potential removal from the university. A Stanford spokesperson calls the allegations made in the filing, quote, false and misleading. Meyer was found dead in her dorm room. She was 21 years old. Tony Genualdo, Fox News.
Twitter's new owner, Elon Musk, is granting amnesty to suspended accounts. 72% of the users who responded to his online poll said they supported the move for accounts that have not broken the law or engaged in egregious spam. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
It's time
to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.